It all started when Pamela Parker, who immigrated to Alaska from the East, wanted a bagel. She was jonesing for a bagel, and of course she couldn't find a real New York-style bagel, so she learned how to make them in her kitchen at the house. And then her friends got so excited about having a real New York-style bagel that she started selling bagels. Then she became known as the Bagel Lady and started the Entrepreneurship of Everything Bagels, which has won many awards throughout the years. Well, she now has left Alaska and gone out to be a mommy, but the new owner of Everything Bagels is Greg Schwartz. And Greg, you've been in this area for quite a while under other businesses, but what got you interested in becoming the bagel boy?
Well, I don't know about the bagel boy, but it was just one of those things that it seemed like it was the right thing to do for our family, and it gives me an opportunity to be with my kids. And so it was the next thing. And so,
had you ever made a bagel before?
I have never made a bagel yet.
So, you know, and Everything Bagels gained the reputation and even the endorsement of some Jewish people here. And because you can buy something that says it's a bag of bagels, yep, but it's not a bagel unless you're following the, well, it's not kosher, but it is the way of making the bagel. Yep. Have you learned now how that goes?
So my daughter, Allison, has been a baker since she was young. She's been baking for a long time, and she's taken it on herself to learn how to do the bagels, and she's doing a really neat job with them. So
she's
going to
be our new bagel lady?
She's the bagel lady. So we have a few of them now. We have a lady that comes in the morning and actually bakes the bagels. Allison and Meredith and Heather do a lot of the dough preparation the day before. And so there's a lot that goes into a bagel doing the thread.
Now, Pamela became known for her bagel jokes. Is our new bagel lady going to be the jokester?
I don't know about that. I think the Zachary up front's probably going to be the jokester at the counter.
Now, you're having a grand opening here today, but the reputation of this location next to the fitness place in Soldotna has become well known from people from Anchorage, Fairbanks, and Juneau as a place to come get a real bagel in Alaska and then chat and talk about issues. And I see the place is really packed here today, but are you going to keep that same type of atmosphere as you go forward?
Yeah, one of the desires my wife and I have is that we have a place where people can come and hang out and just visit. Soldotna just doesn't have enough places for that activity. So if we can serve a good bagel and you can have a place to come and have a coffee and sit down and relax for a little bit, that's our goal. And
so, a real bagel.
A real bagel.
And there's something that brings out in the atmosphere of eating a real bagel that brings out the conversation and the problem solving of issues.
Yeah, no, it's I mean, I sat down here with we run a couple other businesses, and I sat down with one of my other subcontractors and just sitting down and having a bagel and enjoying that fellowship time. It's important.
Now, I haven't been by regularly since Pamela left because she was a friend, but it seemed like they were either sold out or it was closed. What are the hours going to be, and is it going to be opened more often now?
Yeah, no, that was one of the problems that I saw before, and so one of the things we're trying to do is we've opened earlier. We're open at 7 in the morning, and we're open until 4:30 every weekday, Monday through Friday, and Saturdays we're open from 8 to 2, and we're going to stay open all those hours.
And we got a summer when the fish are going to be returning, and there is nothing like being out on the Kenai River with, well, that's actually a new bagel that I've heard that you've had. It's called a prime rib bagel?
Yeah, so we've worked out with Echo Lake to provide a smoked prime rib from Echo Lake Smokehouse, and so we're serving that on a jalapeno cheddar bagel. And it is super tasty with a little bit of Swiss cheese and horseradish with some onions and mushrooms. It's pretty good.
Now, there's a young man over here who has just been devouring one of those prime rib bagels. What's your name?
My name's Wolf.
Wolf?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a pretty good bagel?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever had a prime rib bagel before?
No.
You think you'll be back again?
Probably, yeah.
Mom, what do you think?
Delicious.
Delicious. Those are unsolicited bagel eaters at the re-grand opening of Everything Bagels in Soldotna. You're going to be able to get them at other locations as well, right, Greg?
Well, that's our hope. So one of these days we're looking to expand down the road, but we're gonna get a good thing here first, and then we'll go from there.
So if you have a guide business, or if you have a place that wants to give your visitors some real bagels, just get in touch with Greg, right?
Yeah, and we're looking this summer to do some prepackaged lunch options, too. So if you're a guide service looking for some prepackaged lunches, call us up here at Everything Bagels, and we'll work something out with you.
The grand reopening, the rejuvenated, and now Everything Bagels has everything that you could possibly want. Greg Schwartz and his wife and new baby, what's her name?
Kiana.
Kiana, that's a gorgeous name, are here in Soldotna, ready to meet your bagel needs. I'm Merrill Sikorsky, returning you to that Bagel is Round sound of KSRM.